You're listening to SBS News.
A light at the end of the tunnel. The World Health Organization says the COVID-19 tide could finally be turning in Africa, as long as the current trends continue. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, made this announcement on Wednesday.
As we stand here today, we're finally able to say that if the current trends hold, there is light at the end of the tunnel. As long as we remain vigilant and we act intensively, particularly on vaccination, the continent is on track for controlling the pandemic.
In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fast-tracking existing plans to live with the virus. He's announced self-isolation requirements will no longer be required from February 21st for people with COVID-19. But some residents are worried.
Being Boris Johnson, I would probably more urge on the view that he is doing it for political reasons, to try and detract things from Partygate and all the other carry and all the other paraphernalia that's going on in Number 10 at the moment. And I don't think he's probably listening as much to the science as he possibly should be.
So if it goes well, it'll be great for him, Boris Johnson. But I think, again, you've still got people who are still in harm's way a little bit. And I think in schools particularly, a lot of staff, I work exclusively with teachers, and a lot of them are very anxious about it.
The announcement comes as Prince Charles tests positive for COVID-19 for the second time, just days after seeing the Queen. The Prince was set to attend a scheduled visit in the city of Winchester in southern England, but sent this message apologising following his positive test.
I am so sorry that I cannot be with you today. I am desperately disappointed, as I was so looking forward to marking this historic occasion with you. I hope very much that I will be able to visit at a future time. But for today, please accept my most heartfelt apologies and my very best wishes as you mark this memorable occasion for Winchester, His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
In Germany, around 1,000 people with flashlights lit up the sky in Munich on Thursday night to show solidarity and support for the German government's COVID-19 measures, in stark contrast to recent protests which condemned the restrictions. Residents say they've had enough of constant anti-vaccination movements.
Well, I'm employed in the health sector as a care provider director, and I experienced two outbreaks. A lot of people died back then. I am shocked that there are still people who doubt scientific evidence. This vocal minority is dividing society, and I simply do not want that.
Meanwhile, in Canada, activists opposing quarantine and vaccine mandates have defiantly continued their so-called freedom convoy, despite warnings by Ottawa police and officials that they are prepared to take stricter action to end the protests. Some residents agree with the activists and want the government to drop the mandates.
In my opinion, the first step is to defuse the situation by opening up some good communication and dropping these mandates and resetting life back to normal. If everyone here leaves and goes home and everyone is a little bit happy and everyone can go back to doing what they want to do, then we can start to have a civilized discussion about things. But until the mandates and restrictions are lifted, no one here is leaving. This can go on for days, weeks, months, it doesn't matter. And if it's not here, it's going to be somewhere else. So there's not going to be an end to this. The mandates need to go.
And in the United States, New York officially dropped its mask mandate on Thursday thanks to a decrease in case numbers. However, some residents remain cautious.
I think about it, I think people should wear their masks, protect other people, because the germs are still out here, and you know, I'm safe. I'm clear. I took all the three shots. I took the first one, two. I took the power shot. You know, I've been healthy. You know, I wish everybody stay healthy and take their shots. You know, this is a really bad thing out here. It's worse. It can get worse. It ain't gonna hurt you to wear a mask.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cecilia Eiley, SBS News.